I'm here with Dundalk striker Dave McMillan. Bit of banter in the McMillan fan week tonight?
Probably not. obviously I'm delighted. I'm sure Evan will be very disappointed, but you know, we're thrilled to get through. It was obviously a really tough draw to get the current champions. Happily we're at home, and I think at the moment we fancy our chances against anyone at home. So thankfully the result went well for us tonight, and another, I think, quite comprehensive victory.
You must be chomping at the bit. And when they heard Pat was getting the operation, you must be thinking, well, that's a chance for me to get in and stay in.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
not that you're having me do
no,
that.
No, I mean, you know, that's... Obviously, it's been a month, I think, since Pat knew he was going to have the op, so I've had to be patient. You know, I've been pushing to try and get in on my own merit without the operation, you know, and it's been difficult because, you know, I've been scoring goals and playing well, and I feel I deserve the chance, but, you know, everyone's absolutely flying and we're winning games, so you can't complain too much. You've just got to try and stay as focused as you can and wait for your chance, and thankfully when it came tonight, I was able to deliver.
It's 10 goals, 10 starts. What does Stephen say to you before a game? It must be...
I think he's afraid to say too much to me because he knows I'm chomping at the bit to start. So, but it's great, you know, he can have confidence that, you know, if one player's out, another one's going to fill in. Not just, you know, myself, but, you know, the rest of the lads on the bench, you know, players like Higgins and Griffin, you know, they're all very eager to get in and get involved. So it's just how well the team's playing that, you know, our chances to, you know, say the guys who have been on the bench, our chances have been limited. But we know, you look, Andy's going to miss the game next week, so there's a chance for somebody else to come in. And, you know, we'll have to all be able to step up when that chance comes. And thankfully, I've been able to do it tonight. And there'll be another one, someone else's chance now next Friday.
What about the finish? The finish of a confident man. It was a delightful strike.
Yeah, it was a great goal. I mean, it was a great ball from Garto, I think, to Richie. And some touch by Richie to, you know, it's there for me to hit first time. And, you know, they're always the best chances when you don't have to take a touch and you don't have to think about it too much. So, look, it was a great goal. And, you know, I think I had a chance earlier in the game, one or two chances. So I was just happy to put that one away. And I think it set us on the way to a good victory.
It must be a dream playing that team, David. The amount of lads there to supply the ammunition. It's any strikers must be.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're always looking for someone to create chances for you. And, you know, I'm the kind of player that likes to try and get in behind. And if the balls aren't coming, then you're not going to get goals. And I think, you know, not only for strikers, but I think there's goals coming throughout the team. You know, Richie's got a lot. Darrell Horgan scored, I think, 4 or 5 in a row now. Gartel's got 5 from the back.
Five,
like,
yeah.
There really is goals throughout the team. So if someone's misfiring, there's always others that are going to step up. And I think that's really important for the rest of the season that continues.
It's a relentless run since Sligo beat Dundalk in the cup final, 7 wins in the trot, 24 goals. It's probably one of the finest runs that any team has put together in the country.
Yeah, I think there were probably question marks over us whether, you know, we're a young squad and were we able to bounce back from that defeat. And I think, you know, that defeat was a little bit harsh. You know, we probably a better team on the day, and, you know, we've beaten Sligo 3 times now this season, and that's the one game we've lost. So
yeah.
Look, we're still in 3 competitions, 4 competitions I suppose, with Europe as well, so we'll just, you know, try and stay as focused as we can, and hopefully at the end of the season we'll have something to show for
next week. I know it's a bit of a cliche to be used, it is only 3 points against Pats, but if you can beat them and go 9 points, going into the break 9 points ahead of them, that'd be a massive boost.
Yeah, it is quite a big game, obviously. You know, I think they're 6 points behind us at the moment, but, you know, whatever the result, it won't be the end of the league. There is still half, you know, another half to go. But as you said, you know, we'll be focused, especially with the break coming up. You want to finish on a high. But look, we can't go in any better form than we are at the moment, and we've just got to stay level headed and try and put, you know, hard work in during the week. And look, you never know what'll happen on Friday, but hopefully it'll be a positive result for us, and we'll continue into the break on good form.
Break's probably the last thing you want, news.
Yeah, I mean,
stage.
For a while I wanted it.
Exactly, yeah.
Now I'm in the team tonight, so yeah, obviously you want to play as many games as you can, but I think the lads deserve a little bit of a few days off, you know, and a few days rest. But I'm sure Stephen will be eager to get us back in and back training and continue the form that we're on.
Brilliant. Cheers, David.
No problem.
Good
Thank
man.
You.
Thanks. Leave your brother alone.